Blackstone Audio presents Men of Fire, Grant, Forrest, and the Campaign That Decided the Civil War, by Jack Hurst. To Donna, with Love and Admiration. Requiem. It was a battle of the bulge, without overcoats. Its bloody snow constituted the tip of an iceberg of misery rarely paralleled in the annals of American military history. The struggle began with riverborne sailors getting boiled alive in the tin cans of the nation's first metal-clad navy, while their roaring cannons maimed and mangled volunteer artillerists in the gore-streaked mud of riverside earthworks. These opening salvos were followed by days of marching and floundering through ice and mud, charging and repelling with musket and bayonet, and trying to keep from dying in a fiery yet frozen hell. For nearly a month, sleet and snow and near-zero temperatures punctuated continual rain, freezing thousands of soaked and ill-clad men who couldn't build fires at night on windswept ridges or in watery trenches because of hundreds of pitiless sharpshooters. It was war at its most surreal, the blameless dying for the mistakes of the inept, in a tragedy climaxed by perhaps the most comically shameful surrender in U.S. history. And it culminated in mass municipal exodus as thousands of residents of Nashville, the first Confederate state capital to be recaptured, panicked, rioted, and ran after their retreating army in fear of a pillaging Union horde. The battles of Fort Henry and Fort Donelson, fought at the outset of 1862, split Dixie breast to bowel. They also yanked from obscurity two of America's most different and remarkable commanders of men, Ohio's impassive Ulysses S. Grant, the man who would ultimately win the Civil War, and Tennessee's mercurial Nathan Bedford Forrest, who would become the most uncompromising symbol of its unvanquished. Yet this platform for the two giants' first widely publicized feats held the public's consciousness for only 7 weeks as the war's costliest in lives, manpower, and territory. But even far bloodier Shiloh, fought amid showers of peach blossoms instead of gale-whipped sleet, could hardly match Fort Donelson in enormity of per capita agony. For more than 3 years, combatants in the war's endlessly studied eastern conflict battled to a tie. The thing was won on the backside of the Appalachians, and the Tennessee campaign of February 1862 was the Western theater's first and profoundest blow. Although many more venerated killing grounds were later to be consecrated, each would mark just one more valiant attempt by the Confederacy to recoup its staggering losses of Forts Henry and Donelson, the supply depots of Nashville, and the vastness bounded by southern Kentucky, northern Alabama, the Cumberland Mountains, and the Mississippi River. The Confederates never could.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?